Hang on, we gotta turn the...
Oh, okay.
You're good now.
Okay. She's adjusting it right so that when we talk, people can hear it.
Must not have heard us on the last recording.
Okay. We've got quite a lengthy minutes from the last meeting. And on the second page of the minutes, I would just take out 200-year-old from the fence line, simply because, good gosh, the Vanguard Company of Saints didn't arrive till 1847, and I don't believe we got 200 years of history in Utah, and certainly not in Kenosha.
Maybe a pioneer fence would do.
Well, whatever somebody wants to put, but not 200-year-old fence. I mean, good gosh, Kenosha was settled between 1867 and 69. I don't believe that's been 200 years ago.
Perfect.
Nice job, Pete.
An old fence.
Yeah, old fence might work. Whatever, well, whatever one of you guys think, but we could just strike 200-year. We could just say the matter of the old fence line, because that's there. Leave out the 200-year nonsense.
I didn't see anything.
There's something else I saw here. Right here. Oh, yeah. Here it says the lunch feed over 1,200 people. That's on the page after the Town of Kenosha government page letter. It said the...
In the Park Department reports?
Yeah, Parks Department report said the lunch feed over 1,200 people. It should, I believe, say fed. And but my gosh, to put together that many minutes is really a job. I'm not had like me at it. That's the easy part. There's one other thing that I had here, but it must have been really important because I couldn't even find it. I can't find anything.
I'm good.
Okay. Well, the chair will entertain motion to accept the minutes from last meeting as amended.
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes as amended.
I'll second.
Okay, been moved and seconded that we accept the minutes as amended. All in favor, say aye.
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 Sorry.
Cindy?
Move on to the payment of warrants for this meeting.
Cindy, do you have a Wi-Fi password for me?
Yeah, I think that one's sitting right there.
Oh, my heavens.
You got the link.
Yeah.
Which one this could this be to?
Yeah.
This Frontier?
Yeah, we got this.
Okay.
We got this, it's a Bill Fuller broadband, but it's our address.
Oh, really?
For Frontier phone bill. Okay, I need to open it, but y'all can.
I guess I better open it.
That's funny. I'll let you commit the federal offense.
But Fuller broadband. You know what? We ought to just change the address and put that in the post office. Let Fuller broadband.
Well, she called me, and she said, since it's your address, what should I do with it? I said, I'll submit it to the council.
So did we get another one?
Pardon?
Yeah, we got one for ours.
So we got one?
Yeah, that's what I think. It's Fuller broadband, and it's the guy.
But it's our address.
Oh, I know, but it's still Fuller broadband. So what we need to do is get their address and send it to them. Or return to sender, wrong address.
Post office, return to sender.
One of the two. But I think we'd get Fuller broadband's address and just send it to them. But we don't want to open it, no.
Okay.
We'll just make sure they get it.
Beaver Landscape says no charge service call requested by Brandon. Weed control on roadsides for puncher vines.
Nice job.
Sprayed 220 gallons.
Did anybody see him actually do it?
Yeah.
Did it make a difference?
I've seen some along the edges.
Not a significant difference, no. They went along there. There was one guy in the spray rig. He had the window down in the pickup. He was going along there, driving with one hand, spraying with the other. And once in a while, he'd see a weed, and he'd go like this. And the rest of the time, he was just going right along the edge of the road. And he killed some weeds.
I've seen some stuff dying, which, yeah. I mean, we're not paying her to spray clear to the property line. So.
No. And he just sprayed along the turf. So he did spray.
I've seen some dead.
I think we probably ought to pay him, but you know what? I think we ought to get somebody else to spray our weeds from now on. I mean, for next year. He's under contract this year. And he did do some work, and I saw him doing it.
He's come up a few times on his own time to check things out. So I think he's done.
Okay, this is to John Hogan.
We need to pay him, but if we don't like it, we'll get somebody else.
Please reimburse John Hogan $82.15 for the 24 spices for the meat. I am also requesting $50 for gas reimbursement as to the late notification. I had to make a special trip to Orland to pick up one of the spices. A total of $132.15.
He verified that. That's been verified.
Ashton Meats, it was right, huh?
$77 for me. They claim it was, but.
Yeah, I didn't pay it yet. I mean, for signature.
Yeah.
Well, this was from the.
Can I sign it then?
Yeah, go ahead. It's for the 24th July celebration.
Frontier Communications for our bill. And ours is mailed to Post Office Box 9, not the street address.
Yeah.
It says 255.85, but 99.17 was paid.
This is our Frontier bill.
What am I doing wrong with this darn thing?
Now, you know that we were settling up with retirement. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for Lauren, I need to submit a check for $9,300.46. And for Stephen, this came today, $4,838.83.
I can't share it with you.
This was for the wages from 2019 of the fiscal year.
It's history, and it's plus interest. And that's the way the government does. If you owe them money, you pay interest. If they owe you money, they don't pay any. They even do it with other governments, but that's kind of the way they all are.
They don't show me until I...
Express bill pay, $218.37. Training and travel expenses, $142. Support and hosting fee, $50. Account maintenance, $19. Toll-free operator assisted transactions, $2.85. Credit card transactions, $3.40. And EFT web transactions, $0.88.
Yeah.
You pay out of COVID?
So it's going to be, is that going to be a monthly or annual?
I think that's just a one-time
training. The training was, but the other ones? But the other ones?
This is training.
It's an annual.
Annual.
That payment to the state retirement fund, in my opinion, that's what you get for anti-government government. You just ignore them. And you keep ignoring them, and they keep charging the interest. When they catch up to you, it costs you some money.
Polaris Methods, $850. This is for computer support.
I don't work, huh?
This is Fire Station, $118.17 for Teams. Is there a bill for Teams? CarQuest.
Oh my.
$977.98.
The lightning hit the tower above this building, knocked out our computer capability.
So the one printer is $205. Bigger printer back is $649.
Then it credits back to the truck, so I don't know if they actually.
I believe it is streets.
$5.
No, it's
old,
a
old
black hole.
Yeah,
I think it's a couple streets. Stuart Electric, yeah.
And it's attached.
Yeah, if the lightning hits you direct, it really marks things.
Carding the company, $270. Bob Nate Service, $1,200.
Water. Road base. Oh.
Water?
And sand.
And what?
Sand. I think they're putting sand underneath that.
Oh, in
the road base? Are they putting it around the edges?
Well, they're putting it in.
I don't know.
They're putting some of it in the deals where they're putting in the water, you know, on new water.
Yeah.
So I believe it's.
Backfill?
Yeah, water.
What was this?
It says water department right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd call it water.
$6.
Oh, that's a
big
one.
I hit an unmetered load.
Dixie Power, this is for the cemetery, $31.99. Dixie Power.
We good to get that capped on.
Second quarter bleeding fee, $969.75. $203.107 line low case, $200. Substation inspections, another $200. And outages, phone queues on 400 North Main, $750.
A lot of water. Yeah. I guess they, I thought we'd take care of them, but.
I've never seen them yet.
Okay.
I thought you did a credit card on them.
I think that's probably it, Peyton.
Must not have, huh?
Well, I would guess. We got to get them up. We haven't done that yet. But gosh, these things just keep happening. Okay.
Shelter products, $75.67, and $225.67.
Okay, here you go, Cindy. No, I didn't add it on.
Yeah, and there might be one, then one general government.
I figured if just the one that I'd gone anyway.
I have one for raccoons. I didn't know what to do with it.
Give it to Cindy.
Okay.
Just sign it. Tell me how much.
And I'll sign it.
It's for 19 raccoons.
Ooh, wow.
Who
caught
them?
Ismail.
Oh, well, if he said he did, he did.
And they're still $5 a pop, right?
My kids caught 4, but Lauren has the tickets, I guess.
Well, he's been catching them since June, and I either look at him or he just calls me when he catches one, so.
Well, he's an honest man.
But he's caught a.
That's a good chunk.
He finally told me he wanted to get paid. He had to throw his trap away because he caught a skunk.
Oh, yeah.
gotta get a new trap.
I've become a big disliker of skunks. They bait lots of holes, or lots of holes in my water hoses. Eat me. They're dirty buggers. Is this all done?
No, there's some power and
there's some, what?
Some electric and general government.
General government? Okay.
On the front, you can see if you want. They're kind of.
On the front. Okay. There's my chop. I'll just sign my name there because first I'll look, though. Guy, I'll always read what he signs.
So, Cindy, what do you need to do with this UAMPS check?
I just wanted you to be aware of it. It needs to go to Karen.
Okay. All right.
But I need the bill back, you know, just so that we can track it.
This one?
Yeah, oh. That. And then
and
that.
Some electrical stuff, I guess.
That.
These two?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's go back to Cindy. Thanks. Karen?
Thank you.
So, let's clear your general government. This
is a rebate for paying our bill early.
This one?
Okay, let me sign
it. For last year.
Yeah,
for the whole year.
For the whole year?
Yeah.
Have a good job.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll put that in my own hand.
Say that again.
Nothing. No.
Well, Karen and Cindy do good work.
Thank
you. Yep.
So that electrical shop was just, he bought stuff for the shop. So it's a shop.
House
general government.
Lights
yeah.
For the shop.
I've already signed it, so.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I'm here in front. That
oh, okay.
Yeah, I bought stuff, electrical stuff for the shop. Okay. I got
something.
That is correct. I wondered about that, but I thought you'd know, so thought we'd pass it down to you.
Okay, thanks.
Bill.
Sorry, I'll make a motion that we accept the warrants.
And pay them?
And pay them. Accept and pay.
Second it.
Okay, been moved and seconded that we accept and pay the warrants. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Cert, you have a report from?
There isn't nothing this month.
Thank you. Appreciate all the good work Cert does. And, you know, we don't need to make reports unless there's some to report.
Right.
So I'm all for that. Okay. Fire department, the fire chief is busy right now. They hit an unmetered water line, and they've got to cap it at where it comes out of the main line, so they're busy with that right now. And, so I would suspect that the fire department was doing just fine. You say that? Okay, we're on. And planning and zoning, would you like to say anything for that?
Yes.
She's the secretary of a lot of stuff.
And I'm glad the attorney's here, because most of this I was going to ask you guys to forward it on to him. So this should be, we'll do that first.
So planning and zoning has got all that stuff that the legislature just passed?
Yeah. And our question, well, as we did...
Well, we got an attorney here, so you can ask a question.
So did you read the policy plan?
Yours?
Uh-huh.
No.
Oh, okay. So
furnish him a copy.
I will get a copy for you. And Mike...
You mean for the annexation policy plan?
Yeah.
You know, I started to do a... I started to do a chart because it's really new on how you annex. And Rob Dotson from Munich City said, I've already done a chart. And so he's got a flow chart. I'll be glad to send it to you.
Oh.
It shows step one, step two, step three. It shows you how to go through the whole annexation process step by step. And if it's yes, you go this way. If it's no, you go this way. And you just follow around.
So what?
It's kind of a mess. Unless you chart it, it's a mess.
Right. Because we've spent a lot of time.
The new stuff
passed on the board also, and we had a lot of questions. But the one, I went in and printed off the code that you said, and then the code that's on the Canon plan. Okay, it sounds like they put it on as a reference to a petition for an exit. Okay. And the ones that are on there now, like you said, were from March 16, 2021. So we were thinking that we'd actually keep both copies, and we keep a file here, so if anybody wants to know what the plan is, or that we give them up a packet. And we couldn't see just to use as a reference an attachment to the existing plan. But now that you're here and you got a chart and you sent it to us, and then we'll take it back from you.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would just take it. If you follow the chart, the planning in that part really didn't change. Your plan should match. You've got your annexation boundaries. You know where you want to go. It didn't affect any of that. But the procedure and giving notice to the county, so it's a whole different procedure. The county has to give notice. And they changed it. You actually can now annex and leave islands and peninsulas if the county agrees to do that. And so but it requires certain notices that have to be sent out. The city... So the county sends out the notice, and then they provide you the notice of intent, and you take the notice of intent,
right.
And you proceed
so really
to give them notice what you're doing. It's quite detailed. And this flow chart, like I said, if you follow the flow chart, it works.
Dan, do you have any other questions?
Justin, do you want a copy of
Kenosha's
current annexation
plan?
Yeah,
let me look at your
I'll make a copy.
Just make a copy and provide you with a copy. I've never lost a document alive, you can trust me.
Just make him a copy and he can take it.
I'll
bet you can find it and make him a copy tonight.
I've got it right here.
Oh. She's right. She's way ahead of me.
Okay, hang on here for a moment. I got one other thing for these guys. Okay. Our other, and you probably have a copy of this, but I'm going to pass it out
it's
again.
Warren's not here to push the button. Maybe he will.
This is a copy of what?
Our setbacks.
Oh, okay. Our current annexation stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you guys all get one?
Yeah, we all got one. You got one and Rodney got one.
Okay.
Good shape.
We think that the council should review the setbacks, and the reason why is the one that states,
better pull that deal down so we can hear you better. Yeah.
Okay. The wording for minimum side yard setback. You look down at that, the accessory buildings to the property line, it's not very clear. Okay, so we've got three examples, and we have people that have put carports on town property.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay, we have a couple, and that's from the front back setback. But if you have a side yard next a street going down it, it allows 4 feet from the fence line. Now, depending on the height of that building or shed or whatever it is, the accessory building, okay, that's where it becomes a problem.
All that happened before this council
yeah.
was
now
elected.
We're using, yeah, we're, now Val Nafis put up a big shop. It's way back, but it's on a side street. If it was up any further, it would have blocked view from the street going east.
But it's okay the way it is.
But it is. But 4 feet in from the property line is not very much.
Agreed.
For the height. So,
well, it's set for the side yard setback, it's 25 feet, right?
On a residential home, it says, not for an accessory building. That's where it gets confusing. So we need you guys to.
Does the planning and zoning want to revisit this and present us with a document that will be your recommendations?
I'm recommending that you advise us to do that.
Go ahead.
I said that word so many times now, I can't even.
Present it to the council from the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Yeah. So. It's you guys' decision, and then we'll go for it.
Okay.
Dan, do you have any other questions?
We can do it in resolution, I assume. We change the wording to that resolution to be more clear. That was the intent.
And even if you had like a little drawing on there so that it was no.
Very clear.
Very clear. No.
Anyway, we're handing it over to the Planning and Zoning Commission to
okay.
get it back to the town.
We'll come up with the recommendation on moving and change.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. And thank you. And we now have, or is that all? Or
no, that's it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
And we now have Fire Chief Lauren Chumway here if he's got anything to say about the fire department.
Not really, everything's
good. Okay, that's it then. We're moving along, and we kind of need to move along, too. The next thing we need to talk about is the Corn Creek Irrigation Project.
Yeah, I'd like to take a little time there. We wanted to give an update on the Corn Creek Irrigation Project. We appreciate the attendance by those of you on the project team, also those in the community that are interested. We've been moving right along. We're currently in the environmental portion of this project. Francis Engineers are heavily involved with that process. We have sent out public notices identifying the steps that we've been taking to move forward with the environmental portion of the project. Those public notices have been posted. The purpose of this agenda item is to clarify the use of funds. Lane, I don't know if you've got some time and can maybe help us identify or to clarify what the appropriate use of the funds are and how our project is going about that.
Just basically reporting what's happening, what I've been doing for the invoices that I've been sending.
Yeah.
Sounds like a reasonable request. Initially, all of our efforts were related to obtaining public input. That's the first step that NRCS identifies.
Do I have the microphone?
Public agency scope. So we go out to like the Fish and Wildlife Service, Miller County, Highway Department, any government agency or organization that might have an interest in this. Also send notification out to members of the community to gather thoughts, ideas, and comments on proposed project. With that, we start the planning process of taking the concept that's out there and start gathering data and information to identify the most feasible option, the cost-effective option, and also try to address the comments that we receive. Lately, we've been focused mostly on the 30% design. So part of the planning process is design, doing preliminary design of the project, but not so that you can put some cost to it, some impacts to it, some benefits to it, so that decisions can be made about how you're going to meet the need most effectively. So we've had a team out here making measurements, figuring out what the capacity is of all the existing channels, rebasing and embankment. We've even done some preliminary design of the pressurized irrigation system to look at some different options as far as alignments for various pipes and how we might serve areas. We've been identifying what lands are being served, so where the pipelines would need to go. We also, as far as environmental, there was the possibility of an endangered plant. The plant was on the endangered species list, and it only blooms in August. So we had to identify areas that might be impacted, and the biologist, the third-party biologist, didn't go out and look around. She spent, I believe, a day and a half, and after a little while, instead of looking at where we said we might put facilities, she started looking for anywhere where this plant might have habitat. And fortunately, she didn't find any potential habitat. So we won't have issues with that endangered plant. It's called the Euclides threat. That was good news. We're going to be trying to find the project a little better before the archaeologists come out and start with cultural resources that might be impacted. And that just needs to be done before snowfalls.
Appreciate that, Lane. Yep. Franson has been doing a fantastic job for us. We appreciate your efforts in regards to that. Just for the record, overall, the clarity of the use of the funds overall for the project is more flood control. Or do you want to kind of get into that?
The NRCS funding has multiple areas the funding can go towards. Flood control, there's ag water management, there's recreation. Those are the three that we're really looking at here.
seven or eight alternatives that we can do. So generally what happens is somebody comes and says, look, we got flood control issues, and then the NRCS, we want to do the most good we can with each project. So we try to blow that project up from just flood control, look at recreation, look at irrigation, look at town water, municipal water, and see if we can address more resource concerns while we're here. And that's what we've done here. Initially, the initial call was because the dam was leaking and we have flood control issues. While we're here, there's some other alternatives that we can do to do a lot of good.
So is there routes that we could pursue for our well that we want to put in?
This
or?
Is a different
so
thing.
I understand that.
Associated with this topic, let's try to stay on the topic.
Yeah, let's stay on this topic. You've got EWAC stuff right here. I put it here for you.
Continue.
We can check on that stuff, but
message received.
Each one of those comes in with a different cost share rate, and that's why we get an economist involved, and that's a large portion of this, is they figure out how that money can, what percentage is flood, what percentage is irrigation, what percentage is recreation, and that's how we come up with that number.
Perfect. So, for the record, we've got Lane Jensen with Franson Engineers here, along with Jason Dodds, who is a representative of the NRCS, associated with the distribution of these funds. Can we clarify that so far in the project that we have been in compliance with NRCS rules and regulations?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I can stay at the microphone.
Yeah. Okay, that's good to know.
I can clarify a little bit more about the debris basin. Utah Dam Safety they do periodic inspections of the dams, and they look for various issues. And this particular reservoir or dam is a high hazard dam.
That
doesn't necessarily mean it's a high hazard of failing. It means if it failed, it has impact on human life. So if it was full and that failed, you get a wall of water coming and hitting it down the canal. So therefore, it's high hazard. But when it's been full, then observe that there's the foundation of the dam leaks water. And if that gets too bad, it starts moving the soils underneath the dam. And you've all seen it with erosion, like in just ditches and so forth. When that water starts moving through, it starts taking the soil with it, and then it can just take it out. So if the foundation gets lost, the whole dam fails catastrophic. So when the application was going in, Utah Dam Safety was one of the supporting letters, because that needs to be taken care of. Also, the capacity of the spillway. I'm noticing, like, even when the water is coming through the spillway like it's supposed to, it's coming towards town through a channel that is no real channel past the highway, really.
Perfect.
So it's not a great deal to bring your flood water right to town and then not have any to get it around town or through town safely.
So I think it's also important to know that the cost share rates that are the 75% or 50%, those are solely construction rates. The NRCS cost share for planning and design are 100%. So, yeah.
So far we're in good standing. Okay. Good to hear. We appreciate that. So it's been mentioned that the next steps, I mean, we've got the plant analysis done, the archaeological surveys next, is that correct, or is there?
That would be happening in the near future. I'll have a big list of alternatives, and the team will get together, we'll narrow down those alternatives into some more feasible alternatives that can be studied closer.
It won't bait any on skunks.
So just for the record, we have clarified the use of the funds, and we've verified that the use of the funds through NRCS representatives along with our project engineer. So as far as the council goes, is there any questions related to this project that we can discuss and talk about?
Good.
I don't like skunks.
I think as Jason mentioned, you are getting wider and wider from the passed on to NRCS, pays those invoices, and the town pays, for instance, the engineers. So none of the town's funds are going to pay those planning and environmental and
thanks for clarifying that. Yep, we appreciate that. Okay, at this point, I move that we.
I have a question. You said that the ditch ends here at the highway, which is never a good thing. Where did it
get started? Channel that comes to a culvert central at the highway, and on the other side is a dirt channel that comes to the small.
Okay. Historically, where did that water go?
Right diagonal, right through town.
Right through town.
Ask
so
Dan.
Well, is that the reason for the question? It was there. Basically, when it started, was to try to catch these.
The debris basin, these floods that doesn't have even close to capacity to really, or really huge floods that will just fill it up like that. It takes debris out of the water. So when you put it into the ditches, you're not clogging your culverts and losing the capacity.
What's this dam supposed to handle water? Is it a 100-year event? Would it handle a 100-year event? And what else do Jason check himself out?
It depends on how you define handle it. Right. Handle it means hold all of it? No. If it means convey it safely, yes.
It would handle 100-year event right now?
If dam safety standards that we have to comply with, it's called a probable maximum flood. And our initial calculations say that is almost 5,600 CFS. So we have to design a structure to be able to pass that.
But our current one could not.
Our current one would not handle.
Would not handle.
Yeah, I think that's what he's asking.
That's what I'm asking this. Would it currently handle? So the reason I ask this is because I'm from Lyon County. I just 2 weeks ago cleaned up. 3 weeks ago, cleaned up my house and some stranger I don't know. Because there were 300 homes that were flooded through here. And that was admittedly in what they call a 1,000-year event. I know that's not once every 1,000 years, but it's over the average, it could be a 1,000-year event. But if you had a 100-year event here, would that dam be able to route, would your channels be able to route water or would it can also be flooded?
He would doubt that. One of the budget components is a flood channel.
A new one. But
the existing one will not be flooded. It will not channel the water. In fact, if it comes out, it's just like he says, it comes down a channel to nothing. And
so Kanosh is going to get hit.
Yeah, he's asking about the old dam.
I'm asking about the old dam. The new dam will be able to handle that. That's why I built it, right?
Right.
No, but the existing one would not be able to handle.
The old dam might be able to handle the flow through the dam, but once it gets into the distribution and the old ditches, that's where we have the main issue. Like the big dirt, which I was mentioning in the town, the big cement ditch comes to Main Street, and there's a dirt channel to the back street, and from there it turns into a little
20-second foot ditch going into it, 20-second foot ditch coming out of it. And I know the only board member on the Corn Creek Irrigation Company that voted against it at the time.
But I think the main issue with the dam right now is that seepage, right? If it did fill up with the 100-year flood, it has the potential to completely wash that spillway out, and then we're without a paddle.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All the water in there would just go down.
And you're at the bottom.
Hayden's right, and our engineer confirms it. Yeah, in that, once in a 100-year flood, there was 800 second feet of water coming down Corn Creek.
Okay.
That's a lot of water.
Great questions. We appreciate your advice and your comments on that. Any further discussion from anyone? Okay, at this time I'd like to move that we move into a closed session.
It's been moved that we move into closed session. What were you going to say?
For the purpose of...
Discussing?
Discussing
the Corn Creek Irrigation Project?
Discuss easements.
Okay, yep.
Acquisition of easements, potential acquisition of easements.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, hey, thank you. We got to have our attorney straighten us out.
Yep.
All right.
Better say that, Brandon.
I move that we move into closed session for the purpose of discussing easements.
Acquisition.
Acquisition and the potential of purchasing easements.
Right-of-ways.
Right-of-ways.
Right-of-ways, easements.
Yeah, okay.
Purchase or lease.
Okay, purchase or lease. Okay.
Roll call.
We've got... first, we've got a. It's been moved. Do we have a second?
We have to have a roll call.
Yeah, vote.
Oh, you got to have a second?
Yeah.
Well, I second it.
Okay. And then we have a roll call vote. We got to have a second at first.
I knew she was going to ask.
Okay.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay. We're going into closed session. Everyone who isn't on the Corn Creek Irrigation Company team or is not on the town council is excused.
Can we come back for the rest of the agenda when you're right?
Yes. Yep.
When we go out of closed session, you may.
How long is it going to be?
How do we know?
Is it breaking dinner or snack?
I'm sorry, Karen, but that's the only answer I can honestly give you. And we've got to keep the clerk here.
Do we need to stop it?
We got to stop it and restart it.
Which button do you push? Red one?
Yeah. Touch the red one.